practicing non-attachment. Being unattached means that you're free from outside influences that overshadow your real self. This lesson isn't something our culture teaches. Most people place a high value on being committed, excited, passionate, deeply involved, and so forth, failing to realize that these qualities are not the opposite of non-attachment. To be committed to a relationship, for example, ultimately means having the love and understanding to let the other person be who they want to be. The paradox is that to get the most passion from life, you must be able to stand back and be yourself. Finding your own freedom is necessary, and it involves letting go of expectations, preconceived outcomes, and the egoistic point of view. Speaking for myself, I found that entry into moments of non-attachment are characterized by the following aspects. I am present with my body. My breathing becomes very refined, approaching stillness. Mental activity has calmed down. I feel no threat. There is a certainty of belonging. I perceive my inner world as an open space with no boundaries. Self-acceptance flows out into the environment. Things out there seem intimate to me, an extension of myself. This experience of unity is also my working definition of love. In terms of your action plan, you need to find an outlet for your love, a place where you can give it freely. Love wants to find itself, and when the circuit is complete, bliss flows. Ask yourself the question, where do I find bliss? And then write down the steps you can take to increase this area of your life. Don't confuse pleasure with love. There are things that give pleasure, such as watching television, with very little love in them. Love brings pleasure in a more profound way, with compassion and understanding. When you make your list, many of your most cherished moments of bliss will have gone forever. You cannot duplicate the first new feeling of falling in love with the person you are now married to, for example. But you will remember how you felt the day your children were born, and in that reminder is a clue. Your children can still be a source of bliss if you resolve to make contact and reach deeper into your relationship. Nothing is more important than reconnecting with your bliss. Nothing is as rich. Nothing is more real. Exercise 2. Being love versus being in love. I'd like to explore the state of love further because it is the royal road back to being. The ancient sages declared that ultimately everything is made of consciousness, and when we experience consciousness purely, it is only love. The merging of love, truth, and reality is the greatest revelation of unity consciousness, the moment a person can truthfully say, I am the all, and I am love in the same breath. Being in love is not the same state as this. When you fall in love, an opening is created for repressed feelings to rush forth and attach themselves to another person. If the love is deep enough, the other person starts to seem ideal and perfect. This has nothing to do with their actual state, which could be quite imperfect and even miserable, but the force of love changes reality by changing the perceiver. Certain markers in the immune system rise when the feelings of love are present, as studies have shown. The positive effect on the immune system remained highest among those subjects who reported a strong sense of being loved in their own lives and of having strong ties to family and friends. This implied that some people are already in a state conducive to love. Instead of experiencing love as a passing state, they had incorporated it as a trait. In other words, the statement of the enlightened sage, I am love, was present in these people. The researchers concluded that love is a state transcending reason whose purpose is simply to allow the experience of a larger shared reality. This represents a step into the realm of timeless love. When two people use their love for one another as a doorway into this realm, the death of the loved one does not close the door or deprive the other of the flow of love. Ultimately, all love comes from within, and the power of love to nurture and sustain us depends on our commitment to it.